trying to move on from a breakup without closure can be a hard nut to crack, and it can make you experience a roller coaster of emotions. Trust me when I say I understand that these emotions aren't the best to feel or experience. And that brings me to the beginning of this program. This is A Love Matters, hearing on African Pride Radio. My name is Aziza Tanu, and I am going to be your host on this program. How are you doing? How did your day go? I'd love to know where you're hearing us from. I'd love to know which part of the world you're hearing us from. So go to our Twitter handle at African Pride Magazine. There is a post about this program, Love Matters. Kindly comment under it with hashtag Love Matters African Pride so I can read all your comments. This is Love Matters, and this program is for your listening pleasure, for the purpose to help you foster your relationship, help you heal from a past breakup that you're yet to move on from, while listening to good music at that. Trust me, nothing can go wrong while having a really, really nice conversation and listening to good music. This one that I'm currently listening to, this one I'm currently playing, is Location by Khalid. Ooh, I love this song. So guys, today, as I said earlier, it can really, really be toxic trying to move on from a relationship that didn't give you closure. So today I'm going to be sharing 2 tips out of 5 on how to move on from a breakup without closure. Without further ado, let's go straight to the first tip. The first tip that I am going to be giving you is allow yourself feel all the emotions. My dear, please, do not bottle it up. Do not feel embarrassed. Do not feel ashamed to, you know, cry. If you want to cry, try to talk to a trusted friend. You can even see a therapist. Yes, it is worthy of it. Try to heal. You shouldn't be in a dark place because of anyone. So please try to feel all the emotions. Do not be embarrassed about it. This is still Love Matters on African Pride Radio. Please go tell your friend. I would really, really appreciate it if you can tell your friend about this radio program as well. Love Matters. It would help you heal, help you foster your relationship, and also enjoy good music. Let us go on this second musical break, and after then we are going to be right back. I think this would even be the first musical break, forgive me. So let us enjoy this one. This one is titled Fire on Fire by Sam Smith. Now I sing this song with you. I don't say you are, but still you So on the second tip is, please do not blame yourself. It is understandable if you begin to ask yourself, oh, is there something that I should have done differently? Is there something that I should have done right? My dear, please do not blame yourself. But for the purpose to, you know, fulfill her righteousness, you can try to communicate with the person in an effective way. Try to sit them down, someone that courageous. That is, if you still have access to them, because there are in some extreme cases where this person that you were once in a relationship with ghosts you, like you just, they just open off, like just like that. So if you still have access to them, you might want to ask them and sit them down, like, okay, what really, really happened? But if, should in case it didn't come out positive, if what you got wasn't a positive reply, remember the first tip. My dear, allow yourself to feel all the emotions and not feel embarrassed. The second tip, do not blame yourself. I'd really love that we continue and I go on to the fourth and to the fifth. I mentioned only 2, right? I'd really love that I continue, but time wouldn't permit us. So please join us same time next week, right here on African Pride Radio. My name is Aziza. A very big shout out to the crew who made this possible, to the executive producer of this program, Arolo Nuruddin Olaiwala. I said thank you. Until next time, I want to remind you that love is a very beautiful thing. Do not give up on it. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.